No, I'm not, because I was heard and I was told specifically on draft day that the owner of the Cleveland Browns was very upset, Jimmy Haslam, that they didn't get Mitchell Trubisky. He was promised that they were going to get him. Didn't happen. Even Hugh Jackson came out today and said he thought Patrick Mahomes had the most upside of any quarterback. Well, they failed from that aspect, too, when you look at Cleveland, because Kansas City leapfrogged them, going from, I think, 25 to 10 to go to the Buffalo Bills spot. So not only did Cleveland miss on Trubisky, then they missed on Mahomes, who their head coach wanted. And then they trade out at 12 when they could have had Deshaun Watson. So why wouldn't Cleveland just stay at 12 and take O.J. Howard? You know, to me, they end up trading back into the first round to get David Njoku, a tight end out of Miami, who's somewhat of a project. He's a two-year wide receiver that's converted to tight end. So I'm not as high on Cleveland's draft as everybody else is. Everybody's praising them. Granted, they got Myles Garrett, and they came back and sat in the third round to get Deshaun Kizer, but there's another green player too. So I don't think the Cleveland's draft went as smooth as everybody thinks, because they missed out not only one quarterback, but two quarterbacks, judging by what Hugh Jackson said.